Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Shanika L. So all praises and great glory belongs to the Most High. I know y'all, it's been a few days since I posted a podcast and I'm so sorry about that, but the Most High has been having me work on something absolutely phenomenal on this lesson. And y'all, I am so blessed to be able to share what the Most High revealed to me about this particular thing, because it's a thing. This thing right here is so important in our walk with God. But I know for a lot of us, including myself, may have a misconception about this particular thing. So y'all, the Most High is gonna absolutely use me to break this thing down so we can have an absolute understanding on what it is that he wants us to know about this particular thing. All right, so today we're talking about, what does it really mean to have faith? Now, when I googled the word faith, the definitions that popped up was complete trust or confidence in someone or something, a strong belief in God or doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. I was like, okay, that seems simple enough. Great, we have everything that we need to know, right? So I can hear the Most High say, go deeper. So, what is faith according to the Bible? In Hebrews 11, in verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, the key words that we're going to be looking at right now are evidence, substance, hoped for, and not seen. So we're going to be starting with evidence. What is evidence? Evidence means any material that is needed to show proof of something. It can mean one who bears witness. Now, in terms of the law, it's a form of material that is presented to a court of law to help find the truth about something, or something that shows that something else exists, right? So in terms of the court, when somebody commit a crime that no one else saw, they have to then what to do to convict that person, or to see whether or not that person committed that crime? They have to examine the evidence. They need their proof to convict that person if it is determined that they committed that crime, right? Okay, so when I looked a little deeper, when I looked at the Greek word of the word evidence, now y'all, I'm not really good at pronunciation, so I'm gonna do my best to try to pronounce this word. But it comes from the Greek word alenchos, meaning or that by which a thing is proved or tested or conviction, right? Okay. We're going to hold it right there, okay? We're going to move on to the word substance. Now, substance comes from the Greek word hypostasis, which means a placing or setting under a substructure or foundation. It means that which underlines all outward manifestations. It can also mean the permanent subject or cause or phenomena, whether material or spiritual. Okay, so when we look at the word hope, it just means something that is expected. It's something that we expect to happen. So when I began to put these things together, I was like, okay, so does that mean that faith is the conviction of examining the evidence or proof of the things created, done, or heard by things that we can't see? I'm gonna say that again. So does this mean that faith is the conviction or examining the evidence or proof of the things created, done, or heard by things that we cannot see. So faith is the foundation, come on now, of the things we hope for or expect them from, things based on certainty, and is based on substantial evidence. It is the foundation of the things we hope for or expectation that is not based on certainty, but on substantial evidence. So then I began to look a little deeper, and I began to realize that faith and belief, even though they are in conjunction with one another, it is not the same thing. They are just basically two sides of the same coin. For example, just because I believe something, that doesn't necessarily make it true. See, faith is the evidence of absolute truth, even though we may not be able to see it all the time. Evidence is based on facts. In other words, faith can be looked at as supporting thing that proves something to be true. Faith is an actual thing that we see that proves that which we can't see. Come on, now I'm gonna say that again. Faith is an actual thing that we see that proves that which we can't see. And I'm going to elaborate on that in just a moment. So, let's look at belief. For example, if somebody come up to me, right? And they tell me, hey, this person that you know has been speaking very ill about you. She doesn't show me any kind of proof. She doesn't show me any type of text messages. She just basically is telling me this. And I believe her. Even though it's a chance that that rumor may not be true, but I'm believing her. Does that make it true? But what if that same presented me with evidence? She's showing me text messages. She's showing me a Facebook post. She's showing me a video. And she's telling me and showing me all at the same time that this person is speaking ill. So because she presented to me the evidence, that make what she said to be true. Okay, so we just mentioned that faith is an actual thing that we see that proves that which we can't see. So I began to look at things like the sky, right? The sky. The sky is so beautiful. The sun and the stars and the moon, right? Things that we can see, right? We go outside and we look at the sun. We go outside, we look at the sky. We go outside and we look at the stars, the moon, and all that good stuff, right? So what if I did not have a belief in God, and I began to question, where did these things come from? Who put it there? So, if I'm just a person who's trying to find the absolute truth, and I go to the Bible, right? In Romans 10:17, it says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. So, when I begin to seek the answer to this question, and begin to read the word of the Most High, and I begin to find the answer, because that is proof, right? Come on now, come on somebody. Ooh, glory be to the Most High. Because his word is proof. And I look in the word and I find the answers. Okay, God created the heaven. God created the sky. God created the moon. He created the stars and the sun. Then I start to believe. Come on now. Then I start to believe that God does exist. Because why? Because of the evidence that was presented to me. Because of the evidence that presented itself that supports that something bigger than man created something so beautiful and precise. So we just discussed on what it means to believe. What it really means to believe is that you assume a thing is true, even if it's a possibility that it's not. And this is speaking in worldly terms, y'all. But when we look at the biblical aspect, it means a person who not only believes that God exists, but is what? Obedient to his word. Okay, let's go a little deeper. An atheist believes that God doesn't exist, right? To them, this is a fact, even though it's not true. This makes them unbelievers. Why? Because they won't obey the word of God. Why they won't obey the word of God? Because they refuse to see with their eyes the evidence of the creation created by the Creator. Come on now, somebody. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, it says, "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, should be converted, and I should hear them." Glory be to the Most High. When we begin to acknowledge that there is a God who does exist and begin to study his word, our faith then begin to increase. When our faith increase and we then begin to have a true fear of the Most High, our belief then will begin to be made manifest by what the Bible calls works. Oh man, which is obedience or actions, generally speaking, right? The Bible says in James chapter 2 verse 20, "Oh vain man, that faith without works is dead." But he says in a prior verse that thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. See, even the devils believe, but guess what? They don't have that faith. They know that God exists, but what? They don't have the works. They are evil. They do not obey the word of the Most High. So if you don't have works, what? You lack the faith. So according to that verses that we just read, it means that if our actions are not in accordance to the Most High, then our faith will be non-existent. That is what that means. It means that something is no longer in existence. So if our works are not in the will of God, then we don't have faith. But we can all at the same time believe that God exists, but not be obedient to him or be fully dependent on him. We take the young girl that had the issue of blood for 12 years, right? And I believe it's in Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. I would highly suggest that y'all read that on your own. But for time's sake, I'm just going to give y'all a summary. When she went to many physicians and they could not heal her, right? They couldn't heal her. She spent all the money that she had and they could not find what was wrong with her, right? But when she heard, come on somebody, when she heard of Yeshua, or Jesus in English, when she heard of him and when she saw him, she came and what? Touched his garment. For she say, "If I may just touch his clothes, I shall be made whole." So why did Yeshua tell her that her faith made her whole? No one had to convince her that he was the absolute truth. She had seen and heard enough what? Evidence, y'all. Come on now. She heard enough evidence. She seen enough evidence that initiated what? That belief in her that caused her to touch his clothes so she could be healed. Hallelujah, y'all. It's faith, belief, works, in that order. This is the basis of conversion. And we just define one of the definitions of substance, which is placing or setting under substructure or foundation. Wow. That leads us to hope or expect. That from which we can't see. You see, faith is more than just believing. And yes, believing is a part of faith. I mean, if you look at John 20 in verses 26 through 27, where he tells Thomas to look at his hands and thrust up his hands into his side, but to be not faithless, but believing. He was basically telling him, don't ignore the evidence, but that he was indeed the Messiah who rose from the dead. In verse 29, he said, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed, but blessed are they that have not seen, but yet have believed. Why? Because we have evidence in his word, even in the world around us. And because we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and have understanding in our heart, that we know that he do exist, and that he was, and he is, and he is yet to come. Faith is much deeper because it is proof based on facts, just like a piece of evidence that exists, that is presented in court to support whether a person commit a crime or not. It's real, and it's something that we can see, but only, and this is, we just read this, y'all, but only if our eyes are open to see. When I look at the water in the ocean and the beautiful sky, even when I look in the mirror on how us children of men, children of the Most High, are fearfully and beautifully created, if from that evidence we can see and believe that a God, a wonderful and mighty God, does exist, and because of who he is, we then allow his word to transform us in such a way that begin to manifest in our works. Glory be to the Most High. Wow, y'all, I did not realize that all this time I had a misconception about faith. See, when a lot of us are going through things and we begin to doubt, and a lot of us in turn to say we lost our faith in him. But that's not necessarily true, depending on, like, for example, say if you pray the thing and you're doubting. And this is not to say that doubting is good. No, it's not good to doubt, but it happens. We are all flesh. We all fall short. And we may be doubtful at times, but do our works still manifest in a way that shows that we still have faith, meaning that we still are obedient to God? Come on now. Even though we may doubt whether he would come through for us, or maybe we would doubt that he would heal us or deliver us, we still remain obedient to him. We still be in his word. We will still give him all the praise. Just because you may doubt whether or not the Most High would come through for you, that don't mean that you lost your faith. You just have an issue believing about a certain thing that you're having an issue with. The only time that you will lose faith is if you wickedly depart from your God and you begin to do works of the enemy. I don't know who else this word is for, because I know I definitely needed this. Because us children of the Most High tend to beat ourselves up when we begin to doubt, even though we don't like to doubt. We don't like to doubt the Most High's ability for him to come through for us. But that don't mean you lost your faith. The God that we serve is so almighty and so powerful. And As long as we do his works, as long as we still remain obedient to him, regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what situations that we may put ourselves in, as long as we know that our God do exist and we'll do everything that it is that we do to please him. Glory be to the Most High. I hope that this lesson made sense. And I hope that it blessed you all. I love each and every last one of y'all. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to the evidence that has been presented to you that tells you that we serve an almighty God that do exist and that is in full control. Hold on to him. And he will see it through. I love each and every last one of y'all. Don't forget to share this podcast with others. If you all are interested, I do have a YouTube channel. It's called From Glory to Glory Ministries. I do post videos on there that I may not share to the podcast. So if y'all looking to watch videos on various subjects, please go over to my YouTube channel and make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe and watch some of those videos over there. And I hope that it blesses you. All praise to the Most High. I love each and every last one of y'all. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.